Well, we've been counting down the weeks until the Rocket Mortgage Classic for a long time now. Really, the last couple of months, it's finally here, Rocket Mortgage Classic Week. Couldn't be happier that we are joining you from the beautiful DGC, the home of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, starting up, really, you could say, in earnest, the 26th and going through the 31st, a guy that is going to have a close and intimate look at this tournament because, well, he earned his way into this tournament. Let's give him some love. The winner of the Shippen, Wyatt Worthington II. Wyatt, first of all, thanks so much for the time and congratulations on a fantastic win. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. I'm still pinching myself. This is unreal.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I mean, you shot a 73 and then came back and shot a 65. And Jason Langwell was out here and he said, you could see no panic. He was in control. Well, that's what it looked on the outside. How were you doing on the inside, Wyatt?
There was a lot of emotions that was going on. I wouldn't say it was as copacetic or nonchalant. There's some highs and lows for sure. I know when I talked to Jason, I told him I topped it on 17 on my second shot, and it ran up near close to the green, and I ended up making birdie. So it definitely wasn't. There were streaks of brilliance, and then there was some. I come back to reality, and I'm any golfer who can hit a bad shot. So I'm happy how everything kind of turned out for sure.
Pretty awesome that, you know, finishing strong, right? Topping a shot and making birdie. That's fantastic.
I've hit good shots and not make birdie or par, so that's golf for you.
It's awesome.
Wyatt, Jordan Young here up north at Boyne. Sorry I couldn't be there to watch and come see you guys today, but, you know, you played back, what was it, in 2016 at the PGA Championship at Baltusrol?
Yes, sir.
Any other events for you on the PGA Tour since then? Any Corn Ferry starts? I know you're a PGA professional in the past as well, correct?
Yeah, that's true. And still am. But I always had a dream of mine to play on the PGA Tour and would like to do so. But to answer your question before I get off the topic, I did play in the PGA Championship in 2016, but actually I played in the PGA Championship this year at Southern Hills. Believe it or not, I played in two majors, but haven't played a PGA Tour event, so this is my first. So,
no, that's great.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, this is one of those things, and again, Wyatt Worthington II kindly joining us here on Spin on Golf. He will be part of the field. Gosh, it's got to sound cool for you. But he will be part of this field this week, the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Wyatt, this is one of those things, and I hate to get cheesy, but this is, you know, one of those teachable moments for young players. Keep grinding away. You got to keep chipping away. And it really sounds like, looking at your career, that's kind of been the case for you?
Yeah, 100%. I know when you asked me previously that if I played in a Korn Ferry event or anything like that, I've never got a sponsor's exemption. So if you know anyone who would give one of those out, I would be a good candidate.
I know a guy out east that really is really good at writing letters. It's been getting in a lot lately.
Whatever I got to do, you tell me. But to circle back and answer that, yeah, you never kind of have to give up. I know one of the things that I was kind of telling a person earlier, the scorecard doesn't have any pitchers on it, right? That can also work in the favor. You know, I feel like I played some pretty good solid golf on the first day, but the score didn't reflect it. And I knew if I kind of give myself chances and give it, you know, give myself as many chances as possible, and, you know, hopefully I can knock some putts in, get my Cameron Smith on the last day of the Open, and just try to make everything, and it kind of worked out in that favor. So definitely pleased on the results. But at the end of the day, you one thing about golf, even though if you do get an opportunity such as the sponsor's exemption, you still have to earn it, and that's one of the beautiful things about this sport.
So Wyatt Worthington, go ahead.
Sorry, Sean. Just wanted to ask you about the golf course, and, you know, you had a really good day today, and obviously you played good day one. How do you feel, and how do you feel about the course, and how are you going to transfer that over to the tournament? I mean, usually you come out playing like that, you got to feel good.
Yeah, like I said, full transparency and vulnerability. I didn't feel like I had my A-plus game by any means. If anything, going into the week, I felt, you know, I was in the D range and C-minus if I'm giving myself a curve. So figured out some things on the course and really just try to hang in there and ride the momentum. But at the end of the day, I think every golfer can, you know, relate to just trying to get better. I think that's what it's about, and one of the beautiful things about this game, you can always improve on something, you know, whether it be a short game, you know, hitting, mental, you know, what other facet, you know, sport into the game of golf. So, yeah, just want to keep riding the wave.
Wyatt, it was incredibly competitive today. How much scoreboard watching were you doing as this was going on? Because, I mean, all one has to do is look at the scoreboard and see guys breathing down your neck. Was it more about you against you, or did you have that eye peeked over at the scoreboard?
It's kind of like, how can I say this? Ignorance is bliss, right? And then why do people seek knowledge? So I kind of felt like my role was to try to put myself in the best position possible, try to make as many birdies and don't hold back. I will say, since I didn't look too much over at the scoreboard, coming down 18, I asked my caddy, I was like, is this a, you know, must make birdie? And he said, not at the moment. So I gave it a chance, but I didn't give it a chance, if that makes sense. Like if it was a, do or die situation. So luckily that, you know, everything kind of worked out in my favor. I'm still just talking to you guys. What's up?
Where was that hole location on 18?
It was front left. It was nine paces on to the left and 15 on.
Got it. Yeah. That back one stuff.
Give or take a yard.
It's pretty narrow back there and amongst the red walls when you get to the back part of that green.
Yep, that's what we did on the first day. So yeah. I think they took it easy us on the 18th.
For you know, sure. Why? How are you going to get ready for this tournament? You only have a few days.
Luckily, like I said, each and every day you kind of have to just get up and you know try to be a better version of yourself the day before. So just try to get 1% better. I know a couple things. You know, just kind of get the tee ball in play a little bit better. Get myself a little more better wedge shot opportunities with the proximity. So I'll probably visit the good folks over at Titleist in the tour van and see if they can whip me up a concoction that'll help me out with those results. But yeah, just kind of stick to the process when it kind of comes to those regards to kind of get ready for this week.
Make sure to get some rest too.
Yes. That would definitely hurt, for sure.
Wyatt Worthington II, 65 in round two of the John Ship and punching his ticket here into the Rocket Mortgage Classic. I got to ask, how many of your friends and family from the Columbus area are now going to make the trek up here? I'm sure there might be a caravan of Wyatt fans making their way up.
I would be tickled pink if that would happen. I'm still playing catch up, like I said, if I'm being honest, with text message, emails, and the phone calls, the voicemails. I had a great support system out there, you know, with me today. I actually just got a puppy a week ago, and this was his first day on the course, and I ended up winning, so I might have to take him with me
to rock and roll
to keep it going. So,
yeah. Well, you got a couple of dogs.
You got a couple of dog lovers here, so we're all in. Trust me, right. we're right. All in. Well, yes, hey, listen. Go ahead, sir. No, I was going to say.
Australian Shepherd.
Oh, no kidding. Mm-hmm. Butte. Well, I know you're catching up. You're catching up, Wyatt. We appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. Congratulations. I know this has got to be just a special day and hopefully one of many, many, many special days for you to come on the tour. Congratulations on winning the Shippen and, of course, earning your way into the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Thanks so much for your time.
No, thank you guys for having me on the show. I'm a big fan.
Well, we look forward to seeing you out here in the next few days. Best of luck to you as well. Wyatt Worthington II.